Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
About those government investigators, obviously the Pentagon UAP project doesn't mention abductions at all.
No. That's really a hot potato. One of a military man and I were having a conversation, he was an officer, about why they won't tell the general public about this. And I said, well, I've thought about this a great deal, and I think that the answer to this is that you can't protect us. There's nobody on this earth that can prevent abductees from being taken, people who don't want to be taken from being taken. And he said that I was right. So that presents a big problem. Something has to be done. These ETs have to ask permission if they want to see us, I suppose. And then maybe people would agree to that. Another part of it is that I'm thinking about the ETs themselves. They're so different than us. Think of the grays. Think of the mantis types who look like big bugs with an exoskeleton, very thin, huge joints. Their head moves like an owl head. They are telepathic. And very large. In fact, they disguise themselves usually when they take people to craft. Then the reptilians, too. I mean, when you have these different types of entities, and many of them are far more advanced than we are, how are humans going to respond to that? I think that we would go into ontological shock. I think that we simply couldn't handle it. That I wouldn't want them walking around in my grocery store. I don't know how about you, but that's not something I want. You know, I don't mind the separation for visiting or for contacting telepathically. But when it comes to having them in my environment on a day-to-day basis, forget it. They don't belong here.
How many people do you think have been abducted by UFOs in recent years?
Well, I can only give you statistics from the time that I was the director of field and of experience or research of that team for the Mutual UFO Network. I stepped down a year ago because my husband was sick. But we had, about 100 a month. Overall, some months it was 80, some months it was 140, but I would say an average of about 100 reports every month of people coming to us. It doesn't mean that they had a recent contact event or abduction. They might have just gotten to their middle age or older age where they decided that they were safe. They could talk to somebody who would not criticize, who was there to assist them and listen to what they had to say, to investigate if they wanted an investigation. So it's quite a few, but not as many occurring right now who are contacting me, at least.
Now, this may seem like kind of a duh question, but do you think that the abduction phenomena is associated with the UFO phenomena?
Yes, I do think that it's associated with UFO phenomena.
Mm-hmm. And why?
Because people feel that they are in a physical environment. Mm-hmm. They are taken. In fact, I have a video of these entities dropping off a beam of blue light and materializing as they becoming more solid as they reach the ground. And it's coming from a craft. And the people that were abducted, three of them, are taken onto that craft. And so many, many people have been taken to craft. They've seen the craft. They've been taken to craft. These entities are on the craft. Many of them have seen the entities through the windows or on top of the craft before they were taken. So, yes, I believe that that is a physical thing. We're taken into their environment. So if maybe we're transferred to their dimension, but it seems like you're in a physical environment when you're there. Now, I had a very interesting member of MUFON's ERT who wanted to have an experience. And he did everything he could to try to have an experience. He wanted to meet with these ETs, and he finally did. He and his wife were in bed. He was awake. And all of a sudden, there was a light that went into his bedroom. And then the wall opened up. And these three grays stepped in to his environment from their environment. And they had hoses. They went to him. He's lying on the bed. He's paralyzed. He's terrified. They hooked these hoses up to his body and did something with him. And then they turned around. They went back. They stepped into this other environment. And the hole sealed up. The light left the room. And that was that. So somehow they have this ability. And I don't know. You know, I can't say for certain that there was craft involved in that case. It might have been like a dimensional wall, a membrane that they opened up and stepped through. I don't know for certain if those were ETs. I only can say that the ones that are on the craft who behave like scientists appear to be extraterrestrials. We have Betty Star Map. People report going into space with them. Some people do. And so that's what it seems. But I have to tell you, I'll be the first one to say, I don't have all the answers. I'm like everybody else. We're explorers. We're students. We're investigators. And we try our best to put the information that we acquire together and try to make sense out of it.
Well, how about defining the logic behind a UFO abduction? I mean, if I was someone from another planet, I might have motives that we can't even understand here on little planet Earth. But why would this advanced race or a number of advanced races be engaged in so much of this stuff? What's the point? Anything they need to get, they can get by less invasive means, ways that people would have no clue if anything happened.
Well, there are various explanations and their motives for what they do, those who behave like scientists and take tissue samples from our bodies or take our genetic material and produce hybrids that many experiencers have observed gestating in these artificial gestational tanks on craft. And some experiencers have met them. And so when you ask the ETs why they do this, we hear that some of them do this and that they are collecting our genetic material in order to determine, well, one of the explanations, who is going to survive the collapse of our ecosystem. Others will say that they are attempting to upgrade the human genome to make us less primitive than we are. And in our studies, we discovered that the abductee group, particularly, 86% become more spiritual, 65% psychic, 95% become empaths, which is a psychic ability to feel another emotions or the health of another person's body as if it's in their own body.
We're going to talk about these things in a moment with Kathleen, Gene, and Tim. You're in.
It's a Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
This is Micah Hanks of the Graylin Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So when we talk about empaths, the first thing, of course, is a sci-fi connection, Counselor Troi on Star Trek The Next Generation, where she could feel things about other people, which was some kind of telepathic ability. Now, the question I have here, too, is how much do cultural memes direct what people report? How can we separate what they think they saw from what might have happened?
Well, I can tell you that the same thing is happening in different cultures with people that I've talked to, researchers from Europe, for example, from Korea, from, there's another one, from South America, and I'll remember it in a moment. There was another one that I was going to mention, but these things seem to be happening to people around the world, and John Mack pointed that out when he was alive as well. So they seem to be happening. Oh, what I know what I was going to say. We had a case in Iran where there was a woman who was having these little, almost like jellyfish with tendrils in the home environment. And I was trying to figure it out because I'd had reports of that in the United States as well. And what happened was this woman was extraordinarily ill, and whatever this thing was healed her. And she is fine now. So healing is happening around the world as well. Do you have another question? I think that's all I have to say about that.
Well, I think that one of the interesting things about this phenomenon, and you broached on this a little bit, is how many of these experiencers come out profoundly changed. And I'm not just talking about maybe, you know, their eyes are open, you know, on how big the universe is, they suddenly develop an interest in higher mathematics or physics or things like that, stuff that, or maybe, you know, developed artistic abilities that they never had before. You know, it seems like that there is more than just a physical interaction taking place, that there are profound changes, not only on the physical level, but on a spiritual level, I suppose, you know, a quantum level, however you'd want to call it.
Well, absolutely. And many experiencers talk about DNA activation, that we do actually develop these abilities that we didn't have before. Travis Walton says that he became more intelligent. Betty and Barney Hill underwent changes as well. They jumped headfirst into the civil rights movement, into working on community affairs, all sorts of things to help people. The Allagash abduction, they were all artists, but their art changed in significant ways and became much more mathematically oriented. I have undergone changes, and most of these changes came since I have been working with the Council of Eight, and particularly with Zark, the gray in the Council of Eight. I'm more psychic than I've ever been. I'm an empath. When I have a hypnosis client and I'm going to do quantum healing with them, sometimes if my consciousness can go into theirs or their auric field, I experience the pain in their body. I don't remember having that ability before I worked with Kevin Briggs in the Council of Eight. So there are major changes that I have undergone. And, you know, I've been taken to craft before, but most of the profound experiences have been through my work with the Council of Eight. I'm much more spiritual. I can communicate telepathically when I can get into the right frame of mind. And it's pretty amazing. You know, I just think that it must be some kind of upgrade. What the Council of Eight told us is that they are attempting to increase our level of spirituality. They said that our spiritual development is out of sync with our technological progress. And when this occurs, there is a danger, and that we could destroy our planet. And they've seen it happen elsewhere, they say. And so they are attempting to bring about change and spiritual development on our planet.
You know, when you bring up the issue of the misalignment between technological and spiritual development, that goes back decades. They've been saying that.
Oh, yes. They've been giving the same messages for decades.
Okay.
The Council of Eight has expanded on that. But, you know, all the way back to 1954, and the messages that were given to Admiral Knowles and Wilbert Smith, a lot of that material is the same.
You know, just briefly, Wilbert Smith is someone whose name came up in early UFO investigation. Major Keogh mentioned him in his books. And then that name has kind of disappeared. Who was Wilbert Smith?
Wilbert Smith was a brilliant radio engineer for the Canadian government. He had several patents, and he was the guy that the Canadian government appointed to their UFO desk. So, in fact, I have a letter that he wrote to Admiral Knowles where he had gone to Washington, D.C., to the Canadian embassy back in the early 50s, and the Canadian embassy gave him information on UFOs that they had acquired from people in the U.S. government, information that was shared about UFO visitation. So in the letter, Wilbert Smith talks about that UFOs are real. You're probably aware of that, those famous statements by him. He acquired them from at the Canadian embassy and went back. He talked to Saab Arca. He was one of them. It's all in Forbidden Knowledge, the whole history of all of this.
I should also point out that the late Tim Beckley republished a book by Wilbur Smith called Project Magnet, The Lights in the Sky Are Not Stars, Exposing Canada's Secret UFO History, and it is available on Amazon.
We're going to talk more about Wilbur Smith and Project Magnet with Kathleen, Jean, and Tim. You're in
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden has signed off on the most significant law addressing gun violence in three decades. The legislation was a compromise among a handful of Democratic and Republican senators in response to recent mass shootings in Buffalo and Uvalde, Texas. It provides billions for mental health services and school security initiatives. The Safer Communities Act also expands background checks for potential gun purchasers under 21, bars a larger group of domestic violence offenders from purchasing firearms, and funds programs to seize guns from those who are troubled. Pfizer says its tweak to its COVID-19 vaccine to better target the Omicron variant is effective and safe. The FDA is considering a recipe change for the vaccines by Moderna and Pfizer in hopes that a modified booster could better protect against an expected coronavirus surge this fall and winter. This is USA Radio News. President Biden had additional reaction to the U.S. Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade.
My administration is going to focus on how they administer and whether or not they violate other laws, like deciding to not allow people to cross state lines to get public health services.
He adds his administration will take steps to protect women's health. More than 100 protests against the high court's decision have been scheduled. A Friday night protest in the Midwest took a dangerous turn.
Police in Cedar Rapids, Iowa are investigating after a protest against the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe versus Wade appeared to turn violent when a truck driver drove into demonstrators as they crossed a street during the demonstration. Video taken showed at least two women directly in front of the truck as it drove into them. One woman was hospitalized after her foot was run over.
USA Radio's Ellie Andrews reporting from Los Angeles. Wall Street is now 2-for-12 in winning weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Project Magnet, Wilbert Smith. Kathleen Martin, tell us more.
Project Magnet was... work that he did with funding from the Canadian government, where he set up a station using magnetic energy and all sorts of instruments, UFO finders. He had an observatory, and he was attempting to find proof that UFOs were real. He was trying to call in craft, and sometimes he did call in craft, but it was not made public. It's in the letters that he wrote to Admiral Knowles. This went on for a number of years, and then the Canadian government decided to withdraw funding, but he used his own funds to continue with this project. So I'm sure that that book he wrote would be very interesting to read. I have not read that book. Maybe I'll purchase it. He was quite an extraordinary man.
How many years ago did he die?
He died, I believe it was in 1961. He died before Betty and Barney were able to meet him. But they did know his wife, and his wife would go to the meetings with members of the Canadian military at Admiral Knowles' house and meet with Betty and Barney.
He died on December 27th, 1962, in case
62.
You're wondering.
Okay.
Right, which meant he was 52 years of age.
Yes, he had cancer.
But certainly, it's one reason why whatever he did is long ago forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
It was his wife that was responsible for getting his paperwork released after he passed away.
Yes, to his archival collection. I think there was a man who was involved in that, too. I remember years ago having access to some of the records in that archival collection when I was first doing my research back in, 2006, 2007, something like that. Merle is what Betty called her. Betty and Barney liked her. They went to up to Ontario and visited her up there in Ottawa. And Betty spoke very highly of her. She worked for the Canadian government. She was sort of the social secretary, Betty said.
But Wilbert, yeah, like a lot of investigators, claimed that after a certain amount of time that he was also contacted by extraterrestrials. And Kathleen, I mean, considering your own circumstances, I mean, do you think that this is something that that happens to a lot of people who are interested in the subject? You talked about the guy who really wanted to have an abduction experience, which I wouldn't encourage anybody to attempt to do.
I agree with you 100%, Tim. I am not interested at all in ever meeting E.T. that way. I mean, if something was done in a less invasive, less, as I say, psychologically disturbing fashion, I'd go for it, but not that, no.
You know, but a lot of people who are, have been involved in the subject for a number of years, it seems like the phenomena gets attracted to them.
Well, absolutely. If you are someone who investigates UFO abductions and contact, you could very well have an experience yourself. I was taken by Denise Stoner's entities back in 2013. I'd never been in that environment before. I'd never been with those tall entities, and there was a little one that when they dropped me on this table and injured me, I was face to face with this little gray, just eyeball to eyeball, and I got a very close look at his eyes of his face. I don't think he was a sentient being. I think that he was biorobotic because his eyes were kind of squared off on the inside and the outside, and they were framed with sort of silver, and the eyes were black. He did have a facial expression. It was a little tiny turned up mouth. And so I did see the mouth move in the facial expression. He had apparently made a mistake when he dropped me on the table and injured me. So that was pretty startling, and they were Denise Stoner's. There was another time, I wrote about it, all of this in detail, in Forbidden Knowledge. Another time that I was at a conference, a UFO conference, and I was working with an experiencer who had come to that conference because she wanted to speak with me, and all I know is that there was a group abduction. One of the men involved came to me. He was a field investigator. The next day, white as a sheet, cold sweats, and he had a new mark, like a puncture wound, on the back of his leg, the lower part of the leg. And there was bruising around it. I said to him, go find somebody who brought their their UV light with them and see if that fluoresces. And it did. Craig Lang had the light, and it did fluoresce. That man was healed by what happened to him. The woman involved who had come to the conference to see me said that a group of us were taken onto the craft. The only thing I remembered is waking up in the middle of the night when I bounced on my bed. And I opened my eyes, I looked ahead, and I saw this blue light. And it was kind of a deep blue. It wasn't a light blue or a white. But it seemed to have intelligence. There was movement in it. And it just slowly became smaller and smaller and then just faded. And then I could no longer feel that intelligence that was involved in it. And it was really an incredible feeling. The woman told me that I was on the craft. She remembered seeing me there, and she named some other MUFON members that I'm not going to name. But I even underwent hypnosis, and I couldn't remember being on the craft. And I told the woman that, and she said, "Well, you are out of it." So I guess I remained asleep.
Well, I tell you what, people say I've been out of it for many years. So, of course, I wouldn't want to even get too close to that. I'm just so concerned about all this because we don't understand what's going on. And the actual evidence is mostly anecdotal. People remember something happening. Or maybe they think they have an implant. But has any implant turned up where we look at it and say, this is proof of alien technology? Ironclad. No way to disprove it.
Well, Dr. Roger Lear had collected one that, I'm trying to think, it broadcast into deep space, and it was partly made from meteoric material.
All right, let me just dissect this. Broadcast into deep space. Sounds like a subspace radio. We got more with Kathleen, Gene, and Tim. Not trying to be funny here, just trying to understand. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out TheParacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to make making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green meadow whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We should mention here that Kathleen Martin will be hanging around for our premium show after the Paracast, available exclusively to Paracast Plus listeners. But right now we're kind of trying to focus on issues at hand with abductions. I kind of interrupted you in the middle of something in our last segment. Would you like to progress?
Oh, absolutely. I was talking about implants, and although I don't specialize in implants, I have several x-rays of people's heads that show something that they believe is an implant. Now, I don't have any medical doctors that I can refer them to, but I do have a retired medical doctor who was my assistant director on MUFON's ERT, and he is now the director. His name is Dr. George Medich. He's a retired orthopedic surgeon and a former Major League Baseball player, too. And George is very interested in implants, particularly that they connect to nerve endings. They appear to have intelligence. They're coated with some kind of a substance so that the body will not reject them. When Dr. Lear, for example, or a surgeon, attempts to remove these from the body, sometimes they show their intelligence by moving away from the scalpel, trying to run away, to, for example, move up the arm. And I have seen people who have reported to me that they had a new implant inserted and was actually able to palpate this and to watch it as it moved up an extremity. Denise Stoner was one of them. She was going to go have an x-ray, but it moved up her arm and disappeared before she could.
I wanted to drop this in here purely as a devil's advocate note from the Wikipedia entry. According to skeptical investigator Joe Nickel, the implants Dr. Lear claimed to have discovered were most likely ordinary objects, such as shards of glass or fragments of metal that become lodged in arms, hands, legs, and feet due to accidental falls or barefoot walking. When asked to provide a forensic medical institute with specimens or photos for analysis, Lear's associate, Daryl Sims, refused.
Daryl Sims and Roger Lear parted ways, and Roger Lear did send these samples to various laboratories and did not tell them where they came from, and they did evaluate them scientifically. And reports were written. Yes, some of them were shards of glass. of course, they're not all going to be implants. They're not all going to be technology beyond our own technology, but some of them are. And I consider Joe Nickel to be not a skeptic, but a disinformant, because he goes beyond skepticism to explain everything away. And you simply cannot, if you have the honesty to look at the factual material, the evidence.
Yeah, one of the odd things about the implants is that, like Gene said, oftentimes, when they are given a close scrutiny, they're found to be of terrestrial material. But, like you said, Kathleen, they're surrounded by some kind of biological material that seems to prevent rejection from the body. A lot of them have been found attached to the nervous system and located in parts of a person's body where even if you did fall down and get it into your skin somehow, it would be very, very difficult. But that's one of the odd things about the implants, is that despite the fact that they are strange in nature, located in weird parts of the body, they seem to be of terrestrial origin.
Well, perhaps they are of, some of them have crystalline structure of rare earth metals. Some, though, are not of this earth. They have some components. And the only way I can possibly explain that is that there are different species, different races of ETs who are coming here. Take Terry Lovelace, for example. He had an implant removed from his leg. Do you know who Terry Lovelace is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm familiar with the name.
He was in the military when he was taken. He believes he was a lifelong experiencer. He became the Attorney General, I think, of American Samoa. He's a lawyer. He was the Assistant Attorney General for the state of Vermont. So this is a credible guy. It wasn't a little tiny dot like you think of an implant, and I had always thought of an implant. This is kind of large, and it's shaped almost like a flower. It was removed from his leg, but he's been taken by these mantis types. These mantis types are a little clumsy. They have very large hands. And I've talked to people about how they grasp these implements, and they use large implements in order to grasp them. Their hands split in the middle, and they have these opposable, almost like fingers. It was larger, so you have to open your mind to the idea that some of these entities use tiny, tiny implants. Some of them use implants that are not detectable in the human body. I mean, that's just theoretical. That's from Daryl Sims. Also, some of them use large implants. So I myself was amazed, because when I saw Terry's implants, I thought, not before I had met Terry and knew anything about him, I thought, these entities have technology beyond that. That can't possibly be an implant. And then I find out who put it there and how Terry's abduction experiences occurred. And now I've opened my mind enough, but I'm skeptical. I'm always skeptical in the beginning. I think that it's good to be an open-minded skeptic. You don't want to be someone who just believes everything.
We're going to have to wrap up our main show, Kathleen. So maybe in the next minute, kind of sum things up and tell our listeners where they can find more of your information. And we'll continue this discussion, especially the possible implants, in our premium show. Go ahead, please.
Yes, if you would like to contact me, just go to kathleen-marden.com. That's my website, to give me a question for Kevin Briggs for the Council of Eight. And also, you'll be able to read where I'm going to be speaking. This year I have four more conferences coming up in the United States. And you can purchase autographed copies of my books there as well.
Sounds like you're going to have a busy time of it. By the way, you can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. You can also check out the Paracast on Facebook, where we have a group and a fan club, believe it or not. But they don't let us post the URL there. And I think Tim Swartz has the same problem with conspiracyjournal.com. We've never figured that out. If anyone has any connections with Facebook, please, please, please work with us on that. We also offer branded merchandise, such as T-shirts and throw pillows and mugs and caps and all that good stuff. Several different logos at theparacast.shop. Write that down, theparacast.shop. And we offer good prices, good service. Check it out. Also check out our premium show, The Paracast Plus. And the place to find that is theparacast.plus, theparacast.plus. And that's a quick sign-up technique. It takes just a few minutes to sign up. We offer this show free of the network ads. We also offer the After the Paracast podcast, where we have extended discussions, things we couldn't finish on the regular episode, such as our talk with Kathleen Martin about abductions and implants and stuff like that coming up. So check it out. We also have this special deal. Use the coupon code UFO20. That's UFO20. And you get a 20% discount for 5-year and lifetime subscriptions of the Paracast.plus. Kathleen Martin, glad to have you back. Thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
Well, great to be with you again.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.